a própria Krishna, tanta Krishna que não está escrito, que a própria Krishna responde tudo que há, tanto não há. Sobre o não origem, se espera que vier com o poderoso. I'm going to hand over to Mr. Nene to take us through. He didn't prepare a presentation, but he has circulated the document. I've asked him to do an analysis of SONA, State of the Nation Address, especially in relation to our work, just to understand where are we and what are the issues. Because remember, that's one of our tools for oversight. Over to you.
Thank you, Senator, and thank you, members. I wish I had presented before SACOS, because after the presentation, I'm not too sure. Yeah, but basically, Chairperson, I won't take much of the members' time, but I'll just go through what seems to be the main themes emanating from the State of the Nation Address. I think broadly it comes from the infrastructure-led economy, which was been obviously the theme of government, starting from the State of the Nation Address in 2012. But obviously it does have implication in the eyes as well. Let me just say the telecoms and postal service sector. Mainly there were two pronouncements. One was the state reform and boosting of the role of SOEs. In the ICT infrastructure as well as the broadband rollout. From there, then the president then noted that he then made an announcement that Telkom was going to be the lead in terms of the broadband rollout. But obviously, there would be other entities, SOE entities that would be assisting. And if you just go through it, as a member, is that the State of the Nation Address obviously would be sort of flowing from the National Code Path, which said in terms of the ICT, the energy, in fact the economic cluster was projected that by this year 250,000 jobs would be created. So it would also be from the infrastructure-led project. In terms of the medium-term strategic framework of government, there are two things. Well, in fact, there are quite a number of things there. One, we are looking at government's commitment to implement the National Development Plan. There's also the commitment in terms of the outcomes, the 14 outcomes of government. There's also the five priorities as per the governing party's electoral manifesto. And if you look at, let's take the issue of education. ICT is expected that through schools connectivity that be connected with obviously the broadband. Currently, the status is that if there are areas where even if, well, they're still covered with 2G, and obviously when you look at 2G, it means it's voice alone. 3G would be a combination of voice and as well as the it's voice and data. Again, if you look at, for instance, rural development, you would also be bringing on board the insurance center, and there will be through their signal distribution that they will be connecting. There are quite a number of areas where Centec still there's still no coverage, whether in terms of the community media, in terms of the public broadcaster, as well as the commission. So, and obviously from there we can also see that there are certain elements where our role is overlapping, because 90% of what Centec does is obviously signal distribution to the broadcasting effect. And then the and e-governance in terms of that would be what CETA would be doing. And what all of these things are the infrastructure. It would be in preparation to ensure that Section 16 of the Constitution is fulfilled in terms of imparting information, and that's exactly what our government is doing. But not we don't look at the state of the nation address in isolation. We'll also look at some of the policies that would be which are still applicable to what the department does. When you look at the 1996 white paper on telecommunications, it talks about balancing the two things. One is make sure that the infrastructure or the services are affordable, as well as they will be relevant at any given point in time. And then just to quote it directly, it says, the state's vision for telecommunications is one that balances the provision of basic universal service to disadvantaged rural and urban communities with the delivery of high service capable of meeting the needs of South Africans. So it's not about just delivery, it's also the quality of delivering those things. Chairperson, therefore, ICT is key in the national policies of the country. But of course, with those services come the issues of prices, which unfortunately some of the recent studies have indicated that, I mean, one of the cheapest prepaid broadband in terms of the mobile comes from, for instance, Cell C and Vodacom. So there are also issues which are ongoing, which the committee is also on board in terms of the cost to communicate. And obviously then the whole redefinition of post office during the broadband era, what would be the role of post office? What is the role of, for instance, post office in the next 90 years? And unfortunately, this is the committee that will receive that question, to try and assist what then becomes the role of post office in the long term range. And obviously one of the concerns that the operators or the private sector would be having is the policy from the department, the policy directives in terms of the LTE spectrum. Obviously, that will be driven by, one, the fact that the South African government must adhere to the ITU deadline in terms of the digital migration. Because obviously, apart from picture quality and the number of TV channels, which would also create jobs in terms of the creative industry, but from that, we'll need a spectrum which will be useful for broadband. So from that department, they must make sure that by 2020, which was the government, the State of Nations address of last year, which said by 2020 there should be 100% broadband rollout. So it means the department must have had a policy directive around the spectrum of digital dividend. And also, Chairperson, the method that even the roles are now converging in terms of the roles of the private sector and public sector in the broadband environment, it's a new game changer, and then obviously the roles have to be defined in terms of some of the partnerships and obviously some of the partnerships, including with entities that do not fall under this portfolio committee, like your Sandra and various other entities who are already either doing research into networks and as well as in other areas. Just to quote, Chairperson, I've also included, for instance, NASA, because in terms of they are also impacted in terms of these things. But largely, Chairperson, is also about the relationship that the department must manage between entities, as well as the department itself with other departments who have taken it. And one of the things which I've highlighted, Chairperson, is the skills, because as much as that you'll be having an infrastructure-led economy, competing on infrastructure, whether you are sharing and competing on services, because South Africa finds itself in that space where you've got to compete on infrastructure and services, whereas in other countries they are more competing on services. But we would need to prepare the population or the citizen in terms of the digital uptake of services. So what analysts have also argued that, I mean, one of an initiative which was supposed to have prepared the citizens was obviously in terms of the outcome. They wanted to pay something, but then something else came out in the form of America Institute, which is sitting at the CSIR Jefferson. It was meant to be the driver in terms of educating people, in terms of the use and uptake, because from there you would also need to have skills, you would also need people to develop not only e-skills, but some of the e-games, which e-gaming, for instance, where South Africa can have something of their own. And I've just used a case study of Vietnam, for instance. I mean, it's a great story there. They come from South Africa. It's like, for instance, Singapore, where they had this intelligent island, where, for instance, they've got, currently in South Africa, we do not have an ICT university, but they've got about 300 ICT universities, colleges. They've got an output of about 40,000 ICT graduates, and then that's the country now that has found its niche in terms of the ICT, because they are now developing software. But obviously in terms of what the president is saying is that with the infrastructure-led economy comes the issue of job creation, which is also included in the chapter 4 of the NDP. When you deploy obviously infrastructure, people will be employed in terms of construction, the technicians, the maintenance and everything else. So there will be a scope for job creation. However, I must say that all of that would be dependent on how the department rolled up their sleeves, because if you were to measure them against the past performances, it would be difficult, because there was a stage where they were once given an allocation for broadband rollout, which was given, which was appropriated by Parliament to Centre, but Centre could not proceed with rolling out the national wireless broadband because there was no police at the time. So there was that period where, for instance, even National Treasury had to, and obviously, take back the amount. And essentially, there was also another second chance which was given to the department. And again, they only produced a draft policy of national broadband. Of course, there is now a national broadband policy, but if you look at the third quarter, which ended in December 2014, I mean, they've just really spent on that amount, which is quite worrying. But other than that, there is a national broadband policy which is going to be driving that in terms of coordinating activities through 650, in terms of the infrastructure, making sure that all the municipalities, local government is also involved. That's the end of the question.
Thank you very much. Members, that's the presentation for you to process. I don't know if you've got comments, questions. Robert Kilian.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think this is very interesting. And it is, I think it's also a very important guide for us to further engage with the minister about this. But I just feel that we should also, as a portfolio committee, just inquire about the institutions in South Africa that do offer ICT courses. And there are different courses at different universities and at institutions, you know, such as, what are they called, Western Cape Technical University of Technology, etc. So, yeah.
kaput.
They call it kaput. Now, it is sometimes difficult for us because we don't know enough about the different degrees and diplomas, etc. And we also don't know exactly what is the practical side of it and what is more the academic side of it. So I think before we are thinking, part of our problem in South Africa is always coordination. Okay, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And that is why this paper is so important. If we look at this, you know, for instance, the optic fiber rollout, there are so many different initiatives that are taking place, private sector, that have come together in certain consortiums that are rolling out, and they are battling with local authorities because every time that they hit a city, they must first go through town planning applications, etc., etc. So a very important role for this department would be to unblock those blockages. My question is, Chair, looking around me, does the department have the capacity to do this? Does the department have the capacity to roll out those blockages? To be proactive rather than reactive. And I don't want to be negative, but that's my concern. Our department is always reactive and is not looking at the potential. And this is a game changer. This is such a huge game changer. And I am really concerned, Chairperson. And I think we will have to start mapping. Because this morning I was listening again to e-schools, etc. Now, we have had a launch in Gauteng, we have had a launch in the Western Cape as far as that is concerned. That is one of those things that we will have to plot and see, again, where are the blockages? Where do we have lack of capacity, knowledge, management skills, or whatever? But if we don't have a department that is in control of its activities and is taking these initiatives, we are in serious trouble. Because then we are reliant on research, ICT, Africa, and all bodies outside to monitor and to identify weaknesses in the system, and government looks like a mover that it is a slow mover because of the departmental incapacity. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable
Shin? Yes, Chair.
I was just wondering, I sort of hope that it would be touched on here. But the announcement that the president made in Sona about Telkom, I think we do need details on that. I was hoping that we would get some on that. I think that I see the ministers involved in some press conference today where he's giving more details about it. And so I think that, you know, he actually needs to tell the committee what it's about before he really broadcasts it to the rest of the nation. I mean, I'm not into secrecy, but, you know, I would think he would take us seriously. And come and tell us what the plan is, because no one else in the country does. If we can please perhaps arrange that. I don't know if we can do it next week with the ICT policy review thing, if we get that right. If the minister could perhaps come and address us there as well, that would be great. Thank you.
Thanks, but noted. I'm not so sure in terms of this. I'm still waiting as well to get more details in the rollout of broadband. I think what we can do, because next week is not policy review. Hey, I'm battling between the policy. No. Next week we will proceed with the issue of the international relation, precisely because I wanted to incorporate the suggestion you have made. We are currently in contact with the prof in CSIR. But I think we need to start having more robust engagement and hear different opinions on things. And I want that especially on policy, because it will help. I mean, if you follow what we had, and one of the things, it follows from what we had at the review, what is it, seminar. We really need to get to the point where we narrow it down. What is our policy? And When Honourable Justice with members, Honourable Shin has written to me to say that people were involved in the policy review and they were in the process of developing the SA Connect. And she said, we have a more, because I don't know whether it's me, but we seem to have people like, they don't follow what was decided upon previously. The rationale is like every day you're finding a new thing on the table. And for me, when you said you wanted a discussion incorporated, and as I just example, but then because we want them to say, Econnect 1999, where we took it from there, this is how we incorporated it, where is it now? Broadband policy, where is it with relation to ICT policy, where is what? So that it, we have a sense of the living of policy. Like, what are the current trends? Because some of the things you get is that it's like, where is it court has pronounced? But once court pronounced, you go to court and they pronounce that on particular issue, they've defined policy for you. So you find that the department still wants to investigate on that. There's no need. There are new trends that we must start looking in globally in terms of policy that we must start speaking on. And that's why we want that discussion more enhanced. That's why I said, for us to have, I'm going to sit with Akira because we've made those moves, just to look at what is more critical. If it means maybe during that week of our oversight, one day we just educate for the discussion and look at the feasibility for that. So that certain things which are critical that we need to get out of the way now, and I think the issue of ICT policy or the policy within the space is important for us to get out of. So I'm going to look at that. I'll definitely come back to numbers. We'll look at what is feasible just to look at it. And then the other issue that before, I wanted to say, let's finish with the discussion with Mr. Lin. For me, what is refreshing, that's what we said, we must get this discussion, is to, where are we? You know, what are the pronouncements saying? And I like what Honorable Kilian was raising. Is the department really moving as a speed that all the other players are? And our responsibility with playing oversight is to say, once there's pronouncement by the president, we've got to get those details from minister so that we are convinced that there is a plan. And how is that plan going to be? What are going to be the costs? What are the things? Because just in detail, what does the announcement by the president to say Telkom, because he didn't say Telkom will be the implementer, said the lead department or the lead entity. What does that mean? Where does it leave BBI, for example, Broadband in Franco, which is now in the table? What does it mean in relation to USAFA? How is Telkom going to do? Because Telkom has got a part where it's got the retail and the wholesale. Are they separating? Where are they in terms of separation? So that discussion is necessary because it assists us to say, how are we going to? That's why I said it's important what he has done is to equip us as members. He said these are the things that are important. That's why I liked when he did the analysis from WhatsApp. He was able to pick up international trends. In this country, this is what happened. In this country, this is what happened. So that it gives us a view of what are the issues that we should look at. And that leads to the issue that we still have an outstanding sort of pleasure as the community. Because some of these things that left how we do our work comes from that. And the current situation is just becoming difficult. I was torn apart to deciding whether we do an oversight or we do a certain thing. But I'm really starting to want to push because we seem to have, as Honorable Kilian, a left environment. Because once you push oversight, people will know that you go on the ground to check what is right. And it will assist us when we go into the process of budget and all that. Because people must stop telling us, this is what we will do. But it's on the ground and to evaluate what is the impact. That's what I was saying to them. When you say we've done, if you sort of say we've done something and this is what you've done, what is the impact of that? Because it can't be money thrown down the drain. So part of what I was saying to the team is we have so much work in short space of time that we need to. And maybe one day we might have to look at maybe a Friday to do certain work, because now we are on Tuesday, it is Friday. But I know another McKenzie said, if we decide to do anything like that, please give us advance notice. Because some things like this of drug plan, we might need to look at either utilizing a Friday to do. do some of the work, maybe full day, start very early, finish very late, or overlap to a half day of a Saturday. And we're looking at, I think we looked at, it's late now, we're looking at the 6 days, and we have not been able to communicate. So what I was trying to get was to check, because we want the minister to be available, so I asked them to give me if they would be available, and the indication was that they wouldn't be. So we've got to look at another date, because we really need the minister and the deputy minister and the DG. Because some of the issues we've got to pick up from their strat plans and say this is how, so that we are all in the same page. And the invite was being extended to only the CEOs of the entity, so that we talk strategic plan, and we are able to. So I'm going to try and find another date. I think we'll communicate to members to cancel it while we're waiting for the department to come back to us. But we're looking at a Friday and Saturday. I hope Friday, full day, and half a day Saturday, if members would agree. That's one of the things. I know we have a lot of work as this committee. At times it feels like you are still on the cheap. We haven't really gotten into that space, so we do. And that's one of the appeal I was making to the House Representatives, that can committees be allowed space to do committee work? The current program fluctuating like that is not assisting. It makes problems. You plan, then you must cancel, you must know the other mechanism. I took some time before I can officially say the meeting is cancelled, because I was sort of kicking and screaming. I was being dragged. And I was saying, hey, my God told me that this thing is not going to happen, but eventually we had cancelled that meeting. And we lost the day. That really put us in a bad mood. But I want to say to members, please feel free if there are suggestions that when you even look at the program, make suggestions, because you are all in this together to work as a team. Now, what's the day?
Other members are also, you know, participating in other committees. Mm-hmm. But the unfortunate part is that it's been this committee, the one that is always compromised. Can we try to improve and also consider the committee as important as other committees? That's my thing.
Any other issue? No other issue, members? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. We'll see each other next week. Mm-hmm.